In 1928, a very important meeting was held at the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago. Attending this meeting were nine of the world's most successful financiers. Those present were the president of the largest independent steel company, the president of the largest utility company, the president of the largest gas company, the greatest wheat speculator, the president of the New York Stock Exchange, a member of the president's cabinet, the greatest bear in Wall Street, head of the world's greatest monopoly, and the president of the Bank of International Settlements. Certainly, we must admit that here were gathered a group of the world's most successful men, at least men who had found the secret of making money. And as the world would have us believe, isn't this the secret of happiness? To answer that, let's go 25 years later, and let's see where these same nine men were 25 years after that great meeting in 1923. The president of the largest independent steel company, Charles Schwab, died a bankrupt and lived on borrowed money for 5 years before his death. The president of the greatest utility company, Samuel Insull, died a fugitive from justice and penniless in a foreign land. The president of the largest gas company, Howard Hobson, went insane. The greatest wheat speculator, Arthur Cutton, died abroad insolvent. The president of the New York Stock Exchange, Richard Whitney, was released from Sing Sing Penitentiary. The member of the president's cabinet, Albert Fall, was pardoned from prison so he could die at home. The greatest bear in Wall Street, Jesse Livermore, died of suicide. And so did the head of the greatest monopoly, Ivor Kruger. And the president, of the Bank of International Settlement, Leon Frazier, also died of suicide. All of these men learned well the art of making money, but not one of them apparently learned how to live. Friend of mine, it's not fame nor fortune, if not worldly success nor acclaim, that brings satisfaction for this life, nor preparation for the next life. Today, will you consider with me the necessity of preparing to meet God? The prophet of old warned us, prepare to meet God. And listening, friend, you're going to meet God, prepared or not. You're going to meet him having made preparation through the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, or you're going to meet him in your sin. And to meet him in your sin, he says, where I am, ye cannot come. Would to God that every listener, regardless of your station in life, regardless of your power, your prestige, or even your position and influence, you would acknowledge that the Bible is true. The Bible says you're a sinner, and as a guilty lost sinner, you'd bow your head, your heart, your life. Say, Lord Jesus, money cannot buy eternal life. The blood of Jesus Christ has paid the price for me to be there. And today I will plead the mercy of God. I will accept the grace of God. And I'll trust the Lord Jesus who paid the price. His life, his blood, his all at Calvary. And he says, now because I've paid the price, I can give you eternal life. Will you take his gift? This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this eternal life is in his Son. And he that has the Son has life. He or she who has not the Son has not life. And these things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Listening, friend, if you know not that you have eternal life, trust Christ, believe on him, accept him, and call us if we can be of any help. May God bless you today for his name's sake.